guy just
gosh.
Fell in the water.
Hot boys getting naked in the water. I love it. That's what pride is all about for sure.
Meet Palle Bo, a digital nomad from Denmark on an epic journey around the world.
My name is Palle Bo, and I'm a longtime radio producer. In 2013, I started planning to become a digital nomad and a full-time traveler. 3 years later, I had sold my house, my car, and all my furniture. And in July 2016, I set out on a quest to visit every country in the world. In this podcast, I'm taking you along on my journey, and I'm sharing my ups and downs and let you listen in to conversations with some interesting people I meet along the way.
This is the Radio Vagabond Podcast.
In last week's episode, I spoke to my host Davina about North Carolina got a bad reputation a few years ago after they introduced a new law, the HB2, the so-called bathroom bill, that bans individuals from using public toilets that do not correspond with their biological sex as dictated by their birth certificates. Thank God this crazy law was repealed in May 2017.
Wow, what a view I have from up here. This is incredible. Welcome to the 12th annual Greensboro Pride.
I got a chance to attend the Greensboro Pride, and I went for a walk in the street. This is episode 86 of the Radio Vagabond Podcast. In one of the booths, I met Eric Rautsep. He tells me that he's a libertarian.
The reason I'm a libertarian is I want you to do what you want to do, and I want to do what I want to do. And as long as I don't stop you from that, that's awesome. And as long as you don't stop me from that, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So libertarian, can you explain what that is?
So the Libertarian Party is a version of classical liberalism here in the United States and throughout the entire world. We believe in the right for anyone to do what they want to do as long as they don't impede on the rights of another individual. And it goes both ways. So I can do what I want, you can do what you want, and we all live in happiness and peace.
And here at the booth at the Greensboro Pride, you have the most, what do you call it, the gayest?
Yes, the gayest political quiz. It's 10 questions long, it's all personal opinion, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. I just took it, and one of them blew my mind. Here in the U.S., it's not legal for gay men to donate blood?
That's correct.
Why?
The entire idea goes back to the 1970s when HIV and AIDS was considered a predominantly gay disease.
Yeah, yeah,
and unfortunately, the laws have never come off the books.
But they have AIDS tests and you can show that the blood is not infected with HIV?
Absolutely.
I just took it with my skull.
Have a wonderful Pride and thanks
yes.
for talking to me.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you in part by Hotels25.com. If you're a regular listener, you have heard me mention this before, and I can't say this enough. This is a cool website. It helps you find the cheapest hotel rooms around the world. Hotels25.com, you should try it out. It actually works. One of the hosts of the Greensboro Pride is Angelica.
Hi, my name is Angelica Dust. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. I am a trans woman and I do drag.
The guy just fell in the water.
Hot boys getting naked in the water. I love it. That's what Pride is all about for sure.
So how many times have you done Pride here in Greensboro?
So I'm not sure how many times we've done it, but this is the 10th year in a row that we've had the festival. And every year it has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and this
I heard some numbers about 7,000.
I think 7 is what we normally get. I think we're going to hit 10 today.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's great. I'm very, very thankful for that, for sure.
So you're on the main stage most of the time. You'll have a small break now, so.
Yes, I'm the host. I'm on the main stage, and I'm very involved in drag in Greensboro. I get to perform all over the country, but Greensboro's my home. I love it. And Pride has been phenomenal. We've got all kinds of entertainment, all kinds of booths. I mean, Pride in North Carolina. North Carolina gets such a bad rap for HB2 and these horrible things, and if you go to the big cities,
HB2 is what is also known as the bathroom bill.
The bathroom bill, and honestly, if you look at the more metropolitan areas like Greensboro, Charlotte, Raleigh, Asheville, places like that, you'll see that people don't care what bathroom you use. They just want to have a good time and be safe, and you know, trans people aren't, they're not afraid of them. It's these small rural areas that they really need the prides. So hopefully they'll be able to, you know, there's some up and coming prides like Davidson County and things like that that will expose people to more things and more diversity. One of the things that we're doing here in Greensboro that I think is fantastic, because honestly it's the only thing I've seen from, the only other places I've seen are New York City and San Francisco, and it's Drag Queen Story Hour. And it's children from 2 all the way to 12 to 15, and the girls get in drag, and I've done it before, and we read stories to the kids, and they absolutely love it. It's so much fun, and you know, I would say, North Carolina, get to know your neighbors. It's not as scary as people think. We get such a bad rap, and it's not bad here. It's beautiful.
The whole thing cost the state
millions.
A lot.
But you know what? It had to happen for people to wake up and realize that trans people are people too.
Yeah.
It's all about people. To me, the bathroom bill is really all about the question of, do trans people deserve the right to exist in public spaces?
Yeah.
That's what it really all boils down to.
Yeah.
And North Carolina has spoken, and North Carolina has said, you know, we do feel like trans people deserve the right to exist in public spaces.
Yeah.
So I also work at Chemistry Nightclub in Greensboro. I host there 3 nights a week. That's where I'm going to be tonight with the RuPaul Drag Race girls. It's going to be quite a day.
Is that a full-time job for you? Or?
So I have, yes.
Wow,
yes,
really?
That is a full-time job.
So you wear a lot of makeup over the year.
I wear a lot of makeup. I go through a lot of makeup, a lot of hair, jewelry, stuff like that. I do hair during the day, and then I do all this glitz and glamour at night. Lady of the evening, for sure.
In the middle of all these festive rainbow colors and loud music, there were a few men with big wooden crosses, basically preaching hate and shouting that being gay is a sin.
You are responsible for what you do with the truth.
I'm gay and proud.
In front of one of these guys, I met a girl called Julia, who was trying to get people not to pay attention to him. She gave me a piece of paper that read, "Please enjoy Pride Day. Do not speak to, engage, or in any way feed the protesters. That is what they want. Join the silent anti-protest by simply turning your back to hate."
Can you tell me what the hell's going on here?
Well, you see, every year, every pride, every state, every city, these guys go around and tell you all about their God and condemn you because of your lifestyle, your sexuality. But in reality, this is actually their job. They follow a script. If you listen, it plays over and over and over. And they do things to try to get under your skin. They say certain things just because they want you to get angry. They want you to get in their face so they can record it and send it into their boss, and it makes for a nice little video that they throw all over the internet and they show in these condemning churches. But all they want is attention. All they want is for you to say something that gives them exactly the enough stuff to send off to their boss and get a paycheck.
So they're standing with a cross and signs about Jesus. Is it a part of a church or?
Well, no, it's an organization. There is like a church as their base, but it's really just an organization that goes around, and all they do is go to prides and go to events and go to people's funerals and things like that.
What's in it for them?
Money. This is all a paycheck for them. They get paid for this. Listen, this is a script. This is the same script they all speak. These are the same signs they all have. They all walk around with the same signs. They walk around saying the same thing in every city of every state that has a pride, or I've seen where they have crashed people's funerals. Like, these are the same people that go to people's funerals. It's disgusting. This is literally not his belief. God is not his God. Money is his God.
But everybody's taking it with a big smile,
I think. Yes, we actually have these this year. We are protesting their protest peacefully by not acknowledging them.
Yeah.
We ask that no one acknowledges and just keeps moving. And for example, I actually, I slipped up last year myself. This guy and this guy were both here last year. That guy right there looked at a 12-year-old kid and told him he was going to kill himself. They preach hate. They spew hatred out of their mouth. And when he looked at a 12-year-old boy and told him he was going to kill himself, when the LGBT community has the highest suicide rate of any other community, I lost it. I had lost a friend 3 days prior to suicide. And I shouldn't have interacted because I probably gave him exactly what he wanted. I probably gave him all the material they needed for the day. I wasn't hateful. I didn't curse at him. I didn't spew hatred back at him. I just let him know that you're the reason that people don't feel comfortable in their own skin. And if that's a good thing, then you don't believe in God. You are nothing but a liar and a hypocrite. And that's all they are. They obviously are playing off of this Old Testament BS that they think that they can get people to, they pick and choose.
What did you do when you lost it?
I called him disgusting and I told him what I really thought about him. You know, it wasn't that I actually, I screamed at him. I didn't argue the Bible with him because I know the Bible better than these guys do. But I just let him know that you're disgusting and this is the worst, like, you're the worst scum of the earth by doing this. We're not the scum, you're the scum. Because it's pathetic. You see the shirts they have on. I mean, they're literally printed shirts. They have them by the thousands. These things, they make these things at home. Like, they love that. They love for people to scream at them. That's what they try to get out of people.
After talking to Julia, I was debating with myself if I should talk to one of the guys with a cross. On one hand, I wanted to do what Julia said, ignore him. But then I was also curious what they wanted from being here. So I did walk up to one of them. His name is Pat.
Can you tell me why you're here?
Well, I'm glad to tell you. I'm out here to tell people about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a lot of people don't realize today, though, is that the judgment of God is part of the gospel message. Paul said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Christ Jesus, according to my gospel. And it's the modern so-called gospel that doesn't talk about hellfire and brimstone anymore. That doesn't talk about Judgment Day, that just talks about these nice, friendly attributes of God. They're misleading people. People don't understand the truth. And so I was saying earlier when I was preaching that the Bible teaches Old and New Testament to fear God. This is totally devoid in our modern preaching. But Jesus Christ taught the fear of God.
So you're saying that God says that being a lesbian, gay, transgender is wrong?
Read Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself.
What do you hope to achieve by the preaching? Because the people here, obviously, not listening to you.
Well, not all of them are not listening to us. Now, it's harder here because they have this group of people not allowing people to talk to us, all right? And so, if they weren't doing that, there would be more people that talk to us, all right? I go to a lot of events, and not all of them are gay pride events, but a lot of them are wicked. I mean, I preach Mardi Gras, I've preached Southern Decadence, that's a homosexual event. I preach Fantasy Fest, just bar districts near where I live, etc. And so it's the same thing everywhere. The thing is, Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And here they are.
You're listening to the Radio Vagabond podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to remind you that I would be so thrilled if you shared it on Facebook or Twitter.
This is the Radio Vagabond podcast.
And I can take anything you can throw at me, and nothing can get me down. Life is looking so bright, the sun is up again, I'm feeling like I could fly. No clouds in my way.
It can be rough being a drag queen, especially if you decide to wear high heels. Angelica's co-host was in pain when I saw her.
Your co-host was in pain before you came.
She is, and she didn't listen to me, and she decided to wear heels all day. And the last time we did an event like this, her foot was so swollen, like her ankle looked like it was about to explode out of her shoe. So drag is painful. So remember, when you see a drag queen on stage, they're working really freaking hard. It takes a lot of money to look that cheap. So dig deep in your pockets, tip the girls, because we work way too freaking hard. Like, have you ever seen that meme that says, like, only a somebody will, you know, work for $50 with $1,000 worth of equipment?
Yeah.
That's a drag queen, too.
Oh, okay.
Same kind of thing. That's exactly what we do.
So what else is on stage the rest of the day?
So we have drag queens, we have male entertainers, we have drag kings. We also have Eddie Ruger, who is a hip-hop artist. I think he's actually straight, but, you know, he wants to perform. And that's the thing about LGBT pride has changed a lot in the last 10 years. You know, it used to be just for gay people. Well, that's what people thought. But now there's half straight people, half gay people here. And that's, I love that, because it shows you that community is what this is all about. You know, I mean, you don't have to be gay to go to, let me break this down. You don't have to be gay to go to a gay bar. You don't have to be gay to go to Pride. And a lot of times now, these days, when I host a show at a gay bar, there's more straight women there than anything else. So if you're a straight man, you better get your ass to a gay bar, because there's going to be 100 horny women waiting for you to hook up with them. And you will be outnumbered, you know, you're going to be outnumbered 100-1 with women. So why wouldn't you, you know?
Is there one here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chemistry Nightclub is one. You can definitely check them out. The Q Bar is another one.
Don't you think the guys would be hitting on me?
Well, I would say, in order to go into any space, you should be comfortable enough in your manhood to be hit on by anybody. I mean, I get hit on by women all the time. That doesn't mean that I'm gonna, you know, munch down on some kitty cat, but, you know, I'm definitely gonna say thank you and have a nice day. But, you know, you just gotta keep it professional.
That was almost it for this episode. Let me remind you that I would be so thrilled if you would give me some stars in Apple Podcast or in your podcast app. And if you have a few minutes, please write a few lines in a review. It helps other people find this podcast. You can reach me on mail if you have any feedback or questions or tips for me on what to see and who to talk to when I get to a new destination. I promise that I'll answer any email I get on mail@theradiovagabond.com. You can follow me real time, where I am right now, on the official Facebook page, facebook.com/PalaRadioVagabond, and on Instagram and Twitter as Radio Vagabond. Find all these links at theradiovagabond.com, where you can also see a lot of pictures. Later this week, you'll get another interview with a guy in the travel media industry. His name is Shane Dallas, and he calls himself the Travel Camel. He's the conference director of TBEX Europe and the guy who booked me to speak about travel podcasting at the conference in Ostrava, the Czech Republic, not that long ago.
Do you have an ambition to do them all?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't interest me. There's some places I think have limited appeal to me. If someone said, okay, we'll pay you to go to every place, I'll probably do it. But honestly, I think I'm a slow traveler, and the amount of time I'd want to spend in each destination would mean I'd be traveling for the rest of my life. And as much as I love travel, you've got to stop at some stage.
Next Monday, I'll be back in High Point, North Carolina, where I'm taking a closer look on how this small city became the furniture capital of the world. I go and have a look at the biggest furniture store in the world and have a cup of coffee with the CEO of High Point Furniture Market. My name is Palabo. See ya.